irregardless. If you want to use the word irregardless, even though it's not a word, even though really it is because people use it, that's what makes it a word. You can use irregardless whenever the hell you want. It's not illegal. Cuff me.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now, please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay. You can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay, then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I'm very loud tonight. I don't know what is going on. You know what I did? I fixed my cables. I did a lot of work today. Well, a lot of work. Let's just put it in perspective. Let's just start the show off right. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways through my website, markscalia.com. Check out more of that site because I am eliminating dates. I got a bunch of kids, I had to take them right out. So, hey, Kim. Kim just joined us. And we got Paul and Chris and Karen. Everybody's on Mixler. Oh, and that's the other way you can listen. If you want to be more participant, you can click that speaker box that you're listening to, and that will send you over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixler, M-I-X-L-R.com, and then sign on using a Facebook address, and then you can be part of our live chat. We got a lot of things going on. And the fourth way, actually the third way you can listen, we're doing a simulcast in Facebook Live right now. We have, I think, three or four people. And the fourth way you can listen, if you cannot listen to the live broadcast, because that's how we broadcast, live, mistakes, everything, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Play, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and anywhere your podcasts are downloaded. So let me just see that. What does it say? Facebook is slightly off, not in sync. I'm just looking at it, and everything's on a delay. Mixler's on a delay. Facebook Live is on a delay. Everybody's on a delay. Don't worry about it. So I'll tell you what, let me bring you up to speed about what's been going on in our couple weeks apart with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Our last show, we did a April Fool's show, of course, which was a kind of a rebroadcast from an old, from a 10-year-old show that my friend Paul and I did a long time ago. And that was the April Fool's show. And then I did, of course, a real show on April 2nd. And now we're back to our regular schedule of Wednesdays. But I'll be honest with you, I was thinking about switching to Thursdays. But everybody, I got to tell you this right off the bat, Facebook is littered with Zoom broadcasts and Facebook Live and content and watch parties and I know. And I'm in the group. It's my group doing it. I get it. It's my group doing it. And we're putting out content because we're busy. Oh, was it 20 years, Paul? Jesus. There's so much content on Facebook at this point. Everybody's putting out something, and there's a lot of stuff. And everybody's doing a show like on the hour, pretty much. And I mean, I've been doing this for almost 7 years. And it's not that, you know, I mean, I understand things happen. Everybody does podcasts, but now everybody wants to do something because, you know, we're comics, we're actors, we're used to being on stage and entertaining people, and we're writing and putting it all out. And what happens is I got nowhere else to go.
I got nothing else.
But everything's out there. like so much stuff. And today happens to be April 15th, which is normally tax day. But in regards to our special crisis we got going on, it's horrible. It's horrible. I'm not one. Here's the thing. I'm a comic and I'm trying to be funny and I want to be funny. And I don't want the show to be, oh, we tuned in and Mark made us all cry. That's not the purpose of this show. The purpose of the show is to have fun and connect to you guys and stay connected. And during this, during the crisis, you got to stay safe. Like now it's starting to touch a lot of people. Like I know a couple of people who have actually died. I know a bunch of people who have actually had it. And now we're getting Bernie from Bernie and Phil's. Local icon, furniture place, right in New England. Horrible, this shit. And I was out today, and I had to get some supplies. I got some supplies. Sorry. I had to get some food. It feels like a military operation. Let's say, oh, that's right. You heard about Bernie. Yeah, Bernie gone. And I had to go out, and I get some groceries, and I went to Home Depot, and I had to wait in line to go to Home Depot, and because I needed to just get a couple things just so I wouldn't lose my mind. So keep building stuff. That's what I'm saying. I took my wires, all my wires that connect to my mixer and go into my laptop. They're too long. So what I did is I decided I'm going to cut them. I cut them, spliced them, soldered them. I did all the whole thing because I was so bored. And I made them shorter. Made 3-foot cables, like, I don't know, 18 inches to 14 inches cable. And they're nice. They're tucked away in a side. And then I got some heat shrink wrap that you put on electrical wires. And I was like, I'm going to do that. I'm going to wrap the wires. I'm keeping together. So now one wire is two wires. And it's, you know, so that's me trying to stay busy and me not going mental. But then I went to Shaw's and I swear it's very disturbing to see shelves empty and very few people in there. And now they've labeled the aisles. You can only go up one way and down the other. And it's spooky out there. And I want everybody to stay safe because it's no joke out there. And I'm going to be funny in here and we're safe in here. And I got to say, if you're a hospital worker and you listen to the show, fucking stop and help somebody. It's like, what are you doing listening to me? If you're on Facebook, you know something you shouldn't know. So I got it. I'll bring up some good stuff. Easter just passed. Easter was Sunday. I think I talked about it last show, but I will bring it up again. I was the Easter Bunny for a bunch of deliveries. My wife and I, we were delivering chocolates. There's a few chocolate shops in Salem. We wanted to kind of help them with the business. We were doing chocolate Easter Bunny deliveries, pick up some chocolate, drop it to somebody's house. The Easter Bunny shows up. Kids are all happy. We totaled up all our numbers today. We have a bunch more because it's Orthodox Easter next Sunday. And if you're Greek, happy Easter and call me. We totaled up all the numbers, 150 houses, which is a lot in 3.5-4 weeks. That's a lot. It's like 10, 12. We did 15, 16 a day and probably over 200 kids, you know, the families and everybody was so happy. And it was wonderful. It was wonderful to have the kids laugh and smile and play a little bit. And the hard thing is not being able to hug the kids and squeeze the kids and, you know, have the kids hug you because the costume's so soft and, you know, and kids just throw love at you because it's the Easter Bunny. It's a hero and you play on their toys and stuff like that and everybody loves it. But the best part was almost 200 kids got to see the Easter Bunny over the course of the month. And my wife and I were responsible for that and we helped. We gave some chocolate to the fire departments and the police stations and to emergency workers, first aid, hospital nurses, things like that. We gave a lot of chocolate out as part of the things. And a lot of people bought more chocolate and said, give it out. So now that things are kind of setting in, it's okay to love the Easter Bunny, but it's not okay to love the Easter Bunny. That ain't right. That ain't right. But now that everything's setting in, now the mental health thing is coming in because this is prolonged quarantine. You know, we've been pulled out of our normalcy and now all this stuff's going crazy. Now, I got to be honest. I'm going to be really honest with you because I love you guys. I love you guys and I'm trying to give the love, trying to spread the love, make everybody happy. I'm having some moments and I'm lucky because I got my wife here and I can talk to her about it. And if you have somebody in your house, talk to them. I know the first couple of weeks it was like, oh, hey. I get it. Now it's got to be talk. Because you got to keep your shit straight. You got to keep your noggin on. You know what I mean? So talk to people. Get it out there. If you're afraid, let everybody know, or let one or two people know. If you're scared, if you're sad, if you're depressed, talk to somebody, because there's a lot of that going around. And it's a lot. And believe me, I suffer from it normally, which I'm very much relaxed in this environment. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm like, fucking apocalypse. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? So today's the 15th, which is tax day. And I normally would play a promo. I'll do it during the commercial. But I would normally play Bing Crosby talking about giving your taxes and stuff like that. But today's, it's not tax day anymore, because tax day has been extended to, I think, June or July. If one of my, Gary's on, Krista Thomas. Look at that. I got a lot of people saying hi. Oh, it's so good to see everybody. Yeah, just checking in with everybody. Just checking in, making sure everybody's good. You know, that's it. And it's good. Just, you know, even if you guys come on, pop on, you know, you can say hi. Don't even say hi. Just, I know you are on a second. I just making sure everybody's checked in. July 19th is the new deadline. Thank you, Paul. So because we have it's not really tax day, and I got the government gave me some money today. I don't know if you got your money, but I got my money. I got my money in my pocket, and I need more.
It's my money, and I need it now.
It's appreciated. I think it'll help. It'll help me get through another month, because I got nothing else going on except this, and YouTube is not monetized, and not as this, and not as Facebook, and, you know. But 420 is coming up, and all the pot shops closed, so that sucks. And I would do a White House update, but there's no need, because he's been doing press conferences every goddamn day. What is this? Oh, he mentioned me in a comment. That's what happens. Not the pot shop in my apartment. Grow tense rule. Anyway. So let's brighten up the day with you guys. Here's what I want to do. I want to play a game I've not played in a very long time, because I had no content, and now I have content. Let's play a little Cover Me. Cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come and cover me. All right. Now, Cover Me is a game I like to play, where I play you a song. Uh-oh. Kim's already cracking her knuckles. This is a game. It's kind of a fun game. And if you can, it's not really a game. It's just me kind of lightening up the mood and kind of breaking your pre-existing world and saying, oh, you remember this song? Well, it's not an original song. It was a cover. And a lot of people don't know this. So here's a really good example. We're going to start the first one. It's a song I completely hate, but it's one of these things that you can't, once it, it's an earworm is what it is. So here's the first one from 1992. Yeah. You must remember this one. You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes. Of course, that is Billy Ray Cyrus, Myla's dad, with Achy Breaky Heart. Yeah, of course. But you may not know this. Like, it was done in 1992. But here's the thing. It's not an original song. Everybody thought that Billy Ray Cyrus, at least I did, I thought there was an original song. I didn't know it was a cover, but it is. From 1991, the Marcy Brothers put it out first. And it was called Don't Tell My Heart. Slightly different lyrics. Now you can tell the world never. And you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been. Nice. Laugh and joke about me on the phone. Still sucks. You can tell my home. Go back to the phone. Why would you remake it? That's the point. Like, don't mess around. Like, here's the thing. I understand Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix with the Watchtower. I get that. I get that, because they're both good. But Jimmy really notched it up. But this? Yo. Oh, Edouard just joined us, and Janice, and hey, B. Murphy. Oh, my goodness. We got a lot of people on turn. All right, so I'm going to kill him. So that's a cover. Did you know that? That Achy Breaky Heart was actually a cover? And the original song was Don't Tell My Heart. Only a year apart, so why would you wait? Now, I will tell you this. This is the original song, and then it was covered later. And I don't know if you've ever heard the cover, but I'm doing something a little different. I'm changing up. This is the original song. Yeah. Now, originally, I thought this was a cover. But it ain't. This is the shit right here. That is the shit. How is that not? See, I don't care what kind of mood you're in. You start listening to this. Yeah. It's like, man, I'm depressed. No, I'm not. Yeah. Now, I can do this live because it's Facebook, and I'm going to delete the video as soon as it's done because this is all copyrighted music, and I'm not saying it's my music. I'm saying whose it is. Now, I will tell you this, though, because the song was put out by Stevie Wonder in 1972, but a year later, Beck, Bogart, and Appice put it out, and Beck is Jeff Beck. Really interesting version. Yeah. Now this is some trippy. Yeah. It's definitely Jeff Beck. You can hear it. It's so Jeff Beck. This time with more drugs. Yes.
Writing on the wall.
Isn't that great? Yeah. But here's the thing. That is, and again, they covered Stevie Wonder, and I normally do it the other way around, but I just thought that was really interesting, and it's a little side note. Now, you might remember this song from 1994. Yikes. Yeah. Oh, my God. I think I might have cut my mullet by then. But probably not. Is it 94? Hey, Don. Hey, Melissa. Just playing a little game. Yeah, don't turn around. Yes. It was by Ace of Base. Ace of Base from 1994. It was a cool song. Yeah. But did you know it was a cover? It was a cover. It was a cover. The original song was done in 1986 by Tina Turner. Fuck.
If you want to leave.
If you want to leave.
I won't beg you to stay.
Cray cray.
And if you gotta go.
But every time you play. What is this? Every time you play this game.
It's better that way.
My memory calls back to Chili Rob, G-Snap, and Who Wrote the Power. Yes. See? It's crazy. Hey, Beth. This is Turn Around. Isn't that... Come on, seriously. It's the same song. It's the same song. It's the mind blown. See, we're playing with you. See, that's why I play cover me, because people are like, I didn't know any of that. How about this one? This is one of my favorite. This is a triple from 2000. Remember this? Hey, Jess. From 2000, of course, Shaggy. Shaggy. You're doing not, Shaggy. And the name of the song is called Angel. Alright.
Closer than my peeps you are to me, baby.
Now, technically, I would put this song in the free sample, but it's from a cover from Juice Newton from 1981. And you might remember the song because it was used in the motion picture Deadpool. This was the opening sequence of the movie. This, they show everything, it's all locked up. It's the beginning of the movie. It's all like, yeah, it's, not, yeah, it's Juice Newton from 1981. Yeah, I'll just get to the fun part. It's like, there we go. Song is the worst foreplay ever. Just get to it. It's like 2 minutes of. There we go. Here we go, everybody. Sing it with me. Okay. Now everybody remembers this, which was cool. And again, from the movie Deadpool, it was in the soundtrack, but it's Juice Newton from 1981. But of course, Shaggy covered it in 2000, or a sampling covering of it. But did you know that the original song was not by Juice Newton? Now that I've blown your mind, I'm going to re-blow your mind. It was from 1968. Merrily Rush. My birth year. This song is 52 years old. And it's so sexy.
There'll be no strings to bind your hand. Yeah.
Yeah, now it sounds like a hippie song.
Goddamn hippies.
I hate hippies.
Yeah, see? Untie my ankles. That's right. It was, DJ Hazard. Untie my ankles in the morning. Ankles.
Just call me angel of the morning, angel.
From 1968. Does that not blow your mind? It's totally screwed, man. Oh, the hippie version. Yeah, see, I've never heard this.
It's home,
and you know this song's been covered a bunch of times, but this is the original from 1968. Cray, cray.
The sun's light will be dim, and it won't matter.
Here's what I've been doing. There's a I've been on YouTube like a mental fiend because I've been watching so many things. And my friend, actually, I'll play his promo, Paul Kravitz. I'm going to play his promo when I go to commercial. He bought a new mixer. Now here's the thing between Paul and I. I started my podcast 7 years ago, and I bought a mixer, and I've been tweaking my equipment. And then Paul bought a mixer very similar to mine, but not the same. And then he started a podcast, and then I kind of drifted off. I was doing a show every Wednesday, and then I kind of drifted off to doing a couple a month, and maybe once a month. And so it's been sporadic. But now, with all the downtime, Paul has started up his old show again called The Paul Report. And he bought a new mixer, which is from, let me see if I remember, the Rode Podcaster Pro, which is a kick-ass mixer. It's unbelievable. It's got all these sample pads, and you can do Bluetooth in it. And it's a podcast little studio. And I looked at it and went, I'm coveting your podcasting device right there. And then I went, you know, I wanted a new mixer. I wanted a new mic. I want to improve the show. And I decided it's not in my price range. Let's put it that way. And I want a new mixer, but I want it, you know, I want something I can do, and I'm going to save up for it. And then I saw another one, and it's called the Zoom L8, Zoom Livecaster or Live, I forget what it is, but it's very similar to the mixer I already have. It's like got a bunch of EQs and all this other stuff. And that's the thing I think I'm going to get. And I'm just kind of boost. But I was on YouTube, long story, I don't know how the fuck, I went full circle. But I was on YouTube, and there's this pianist who does all these really cool things. And I'm thinking about bringing the game back, which I had called Piano Man, where you play a piano track and then everybody's guess. But that's the whole thing. I don't know. I don't know where this was going, but that's it. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my first and only break. And when I come back, I'll bring you some more news, and I want you to listen to the promo. I got some fun stuff happening. And, of course, the Paul Report promo will be in this. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. My name is Mark Scalia, and we'll be right back.
Hear that? It's your money. Sucker. It's refund season, and nobody gets more of your money than the U.S. government. Guaranteed.
Give us your billions, America!
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Hi, this is Paul Kravitz. You're listening to Radio Irregardless, hosted by Mark Scalia. Or is it with? I don't know, but you're listening to it, and that's the important thing.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hi, this is Paul from The Paul Report. It's been a while, but now I'm back. The Paul Report is back on Mixlr, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Come join me, it'll be a fun time, I promise you. And if it's not, I'll give you your money back. How's that? 9 p.m., Mixlr.com, The Paul Report, with me, your host, Paul.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, it's been a fun show. It's been a fun show, and I got to wrap it up. So I'm going to let you guys go. But I will tell you this. I was doing some calendar stuff, and I lost, of course, more dates in March and April. April is now wiped out, and now I'm looking at May. And hopefully the May dates will hold, but if not, they're going to go too. It's crazy out there. So here's, again, be safe. Wash your hands, wear a mask, maybe the full things, and, you know, wash your mask and wear it and all that stuff. But check in with everybody. And again, the mental health thing is very important. And I know there's a lot of content. Everybody on Facebook's putting stuff up. You guys can do that too. You know, here's the thing. We can't spend all our time just watching stuff. Do your own thing. You know, make a puzzle, build a thing. I don't know if you can see it. No, you can't. Well, you can't really. But in my corner, I got craft sticks. I build a model. I did this last year. I built a model of my house. Basement, foundation, first floor. Building the second floor now. And it's 1 inch is 1 foot. So it's pretty freaking big. And I'm making it out of popsicle sticks. And just glue and paper and just keeping busy. I don't care if it's a model. I don't care if it's playing card games or, you know, just, you know, get away from a little bit of the video stuff. And that's me talking. And I got an Xbox. I got a MacBook. And a Mac, iMac. I got tools. I got toys. I got a Roku. I got all kinds of shit hanging out. But get outside. Hopefully the weather will start to get a little better. And I see a lot of people walking, which is great. But wear the masks. Wear the gloves. And as it gets warmer and when you go to the beach, you know, stay away. Stay away from people. You know, just make some room. And I can't wait till I get better. I want to get back on my board because I'm getting fat. I'm putting on weight. And my wife's in the basement working out like a fiend. And I'm like, I walk by with a beer and a sandwich going, get going. Tighten it up. You never know. Anyway, I do want to say it's always been a pleasure, guys. Hey, we'll be back in a couple weeks. But until then, if you want to be a sponsor, guest, leave a question or comment, call me, 978-219-9294. You can email the show at radioirregardless@gmail.com. Send me a Facebook message. If you want to join the group, Radio Irregardless, just let me know. I'll see you in 2 weeks, April 29th.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. thanks to the on-air guest, as well as our listeners for their comments and support. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2020, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello, just a moment, okay?